Next item, presentations and proclamations. We have none tonight. Public comment. Now's an opportunity for members of the public wishing to address the council on any item not on tonight's agenda to come forward and give us your comments now. Anyone of the public wishing to? Okay. Seeing there's no public comment, we will move on to the next item, which is item 9, consent agenda. There are three items on tonight's consent agenda: the approval of general checking, payroll checks, and payroll direct deposit report, the approval of the treasurer's report of cash and investments as of June 30th, 2015, and cancellation of the fourth Tuesday meetings in both November and December of 2015. Any discussion on the consent agenda? If not, I'll look for a motion to approve as presented.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Yoder, second by Vice Mayor Hansen, to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries by 5-0. Next item, no public hearings, no ordinances. Item 12, items introduced by City Council or staff for discussion purposes only. First item will be discussion of the Council's interest in having a joint cities and county meeting in the near future and possible agenda items for the said meeting. Steve, I'll let you start off with that.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of the City Council. There has been some discussion at the Economic Development Steering Committee meetings about the possibility of a joint cities-county meeting. You know, years ago they were held regularly, I think at least quarterly, but with the number of changes and the change in the economy and the cost that was escalating with the meetings that were held, we kind of postponed having any. There hasn't been a meeting for several years. I think the last one was in Orland in 2013, at Memorial Hall in Orland, and there was some discussion on a number of different things, but a number of topics. There's been discussion about the possibility of having a meeting. There are a couple of things that are pending at the county level that could have some impacts to the cities. And so that's one potential topic for discussion, and that would be the KVB project and the waste haulers agreement that's being looked at by the Solid Waste Management Agency. The City of Orland has recently considered this item, I think at their meeting last night. The Orland City Council doesn't have a serious interest in having a joint meeting. They don't, they indicated that they don't want to have a meeting just to have a meeting, just for the sake of an update on something. If there's going to be some decision process, that would be fine, but they as a legislative body would rather adopt things at their own meeting rather than a joint meeting. I don't know whether if this council has an interest in having a joint meeting or not. There hasn't been one for quite some time, so it's kind of up to you. I would like to say this, just as a cautionary disclosure for the council. I'm leaving. I'm not going to be here. And your new city manager will not have the corporate history and not have the knowledge of particularly this KVB project and or the city's support thereof in the process. But do keep in mind that I would be, as your city manager, I would strongly recommend that the council be very, very careful in their review and diligent in preserving your rights and authorities that you currently have. If you lose control of your waste stream and who's providing services to the residents of the City of Willows, you're left at the mercy of somebody else who's calling all the shots, and then you may not be able to get out. And while I think the KVB project has some promise, we have always been supportive, but to set the limit that we were not going to be burdened financially by this process if this project were to move forward. There had to be a different funding mechanism. It wasn't going to fall back on the city. That's been the preference of the council up to this point. And if there's some discussion now about solid waste agreements and standardizing, universalizing a hauler system and allowing only the county to control that process, I'm opposed. I'm not going to be here when that issue comes up, but I'm just advising the council that you would need to look very carefully, because you would be relinquishing your rights and authorities that you currently have under your franchise agreement. I would think that would be something you would want to negotiate with your hauler and preserve your rights in that regard. If in the future, if things didn't go as expected and there were tremendous cost increases, the city would have the right to establish its own transfer station. You have land available to you at the former dump site down by the wastewater treatment plant. You could create a transfer station and have it hauled out of county. If you lose the authority to regulate and control that, you're at the mercy of everybody else calling your shots. So I just want to throw that out there. But that said, perhaps there's another reason you want to have a meeting and talk about other things. Like, you know, if we could have Dan Overmeyer come back and do a GIS overview again. Our preference would be to have a fire station. I think Mr. Salisbury would appreciate it. And we'd have Jimmy Owls tending bar, certainly. So that would certainly be good. And or if we could have a discussion, this could be of some interest to you, Mr. Mayor, from a water aquifer standpoint, if we had former Commissioner McGowan come back and do us another rendition on the aquifer in Glenn County and how it recharges and so forth. That would be ideal. But if, you know, up to the council. If you want to have a meeting, let us know. We'll let the county know, and something can get scheduled. If you have a topic that you'd like to see discussed there, now's the time to let us know.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Yeah. I'll start off. My first thought is, what would we get out of a joint meeting? I'll be blunt. The meeting we had in 2013, I didn't get that much out of it. But if we have specific things to discuss, like you said, the KVB project, the solid waste problem, that's an item that we need to discuss. The ambulance service, that could be another one that we could possibly discuss. And then, of course, you talked about groundwater. It's the whole new SGMA, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. That'd be something else to discuss.
Correct.
But I would think I'd like to see those discussed if we could have substantive discussions, you know, with actually, rather than just another presentation, that we actually have talking points we need to address. So that's my thoughts. On the KVB, actually, with your concerns, Steve, could you make up a memo with your concerns for council? Is that
sure.
possible?
Yeah, sure.
That way we have notes?
Yep.
But what's the thoughts of the rest of the council as far as a joint cities county meeting and topics to discuss? Gary, you
Well, Mr. Mayor, you mentioned the 2013 meeting. Jim Yoder and I have attended meetings before. And Steve South also, when Steve was on the board. We're every quarter, I believe, every 3 or 4 months. It was good to get together. We really, you know, the last couple of meetings we had, there was nothing of substance discussed. We went and ate dinner, basically, and that was about it. And we decided at that time to table it for a period of time, and that was it. So, like you said, Larry, ambulance issues, consolidated dispatch, those are major issues, but are we prepared to sit down and have a discussion on those issues at this point? I really don't know what I'd be curious to hear what everybody else had to say about it and weigh in, but really what's the point at this period in time? I agree with you, Larry, really. Mm-hmm. If we're going to have a meeting, let's have a real meeting. Let's just not have a social function, because Lord knows we have enough meetings to go to, so, but, so I agree with you, Larry. Unless there's a need for it, why have a meeting?
Yeah. Larry, what's your thoughts?
I think it would be good to know your neighbor. It's good for networking. It's good for communication. But if there's nothing that's going to be on the agenda, I mean, why do it?
Jim, thoughts?
Yeah. Like Gary said, we'd done it years before. I know we got a new city manager coming aboard. You know, I'm of the opinion that we should, even if it just becomes a social, is we have electeds throughout the county, throughout the different cities, and I think it's good for us to get together because, you know, we're able to talk, we're able to you know, figure out where we're going and maybe some ideas being bounced off each other, and that in itself would provoke thought on other issues that may come up in the future. So do we have stuff that we could talk about? Yeah, you guys had indicated that, and we do need to have some of some substance that we're talking about. But I think that the electeds need to get together periodically and bounce ideas off each other. It may not have to be a structured, you know, with certain talking points and ideas and stuff, but when you get together and you start talking about different things, you know, you start understanding where they're coming from on different issues, and that may help us or benefit us in the future too. So I think we should be getting together and at least, you know, getting those electeds together. So that's my thoughts on it.
Jeff, thoughts?
Well, actually, I agree with Jim on his point. You know, having a new city manager coming on board, I think it would be a kind of a nice meet and greet, you know, some of the new elected members. You know, I don't think it, you know, needs to be, you know, a lengthy process, but I think there is some issues that, you know, we need to work together on, and it'd be nice to know the faces and names, so I think it might have some merit.
Okay. Well, then, could I say that we'd be interested in a joint meeting, and with specifically we'd like to talk about those, at least those three points, the solid waste issue, the ambulance issue, and consolidated dispatch as talking items?
I would say that. I mean, we've talked before with the fire chief and had presentations and stuff, and where we're sitting, I think everybody needs to at least know where everybody's at, where every other entity's at, and what participation level everybody wants to be at. So those, and I do echo Steve's concerns with the KVB project, but, you know, I think we have to understand where our colleagues are coming from at the same time.
Yeah.
So I would agree.
Okay. Gary, what do you think?
Yeah, no, sure. I mean, we've, you know, historically had a good rapport with you know, Roland City Council and the Glynn County Board of Supervisors, and yeah, certainly we need to keep the rapport up. So I, you know, I'm not opposed to having a meeting. I don't know how in depth you want to go with these, because these are serious issues. I, you know, as far as getting together and talking, that I don't have a problem with that at all. I do think that's a good idea, but just as long as we know what we're getting into with these, because these are pointed issues, and I mean, you know, it's a little battle of the axe issues here. It's one certain extent, as we found out from Chief Peabody's presentation on the ambulance. So, you know, I would just strongly advise, if we do have a meeting, let's not go down that road. You know, I mean, it'd be just an exchange of information, and you know, just, you know,
okay,
really, without, you know what I mean. It might behoove, Chief Peabody isn't here and not trying to sign him up for more work, but it may be a good idea to have a brief presentation from Chief Peabody on the ambulance issue so that everybody hears what we've heard.
Yeah.
You know, here's the situation, you know, so everybody understands it's a serious issue, for example. The consolidated dispatch issue, what's it been, about 17 years, Steve? It's been kicked around 17,
oh, geez,
year,
longer,
18 maybe.
I'm sure longer than that.
You know,
you'd have to be pushing 20 by now.
And we're, you know, and we're.
No. Yeah, we can bring up, you know, but dispatching, centralized dispatching back up. That's only been 25 years.
Yeah, exactly. That was 15 years when I arrived.
I know.
You're Yeah.
We can bring Danny Bungars in.
So we're at 25 now. But I mean, it, you know, it may, you know, it, you know, might be a good idea to have Sheriff Warren here to speak on that topic a little bit. We have, there's, you know, new sheriff in office, and he's receptive, so, but, you know, no, this, it does, certainly doesn't hurt to have a meeting, but it would, don't keep your expectations too high in accomplishing yeah. much, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But to get together, sure.
Okay, so we're
going to be after, going to be after harvest?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure it'll take time to arrange a meeting. I'd figure probably late October, November. So we're interested in a meeting with Orland and the county, and we've identified at least three issues that we'll bring up for discussion.
Okay.
So is that clear enough direction for staff?
Yep, we'll let them know. We'll let them know, and they'll be working on setting up a meeting. I would anticipate a meeting will not take place before mid-November, and I would be skeptical of that. I would think early December or even early next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Now, Council Member Roundy from Orland would have to buy my dinner, though. That's a stipulation.
So,
no. Just joking.
Steve, anything else?
It's sort of. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to bring up for discussion?
That was it, Your Honor. Thank you.
Anything from council members for discussion only?
Yep.
No. Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
No? All right.
I have something. Dwayne Stewart visited City Hall today and wanted me to extend an invitation to all of the council members to attend the Rotary meeting on October 22nd.
Oh, okay. October 22nd.
And he also wanted the new city manager to speak at that meeting.
Okay. Could you
send? I'll send an email.
Okay. Thank you. All right. October 22nd. It'll be Scott's baptism at Rotary. Okay. Anything else on item 10?
A second. It's Thursday.
Or rather, item 12. All right. Next item, new business. Next item, consider by motion approval of a resolution awarding construction contract for the North Butte Street and North Sacramento Street reconstruction projects to Knife River Corporation with an overall budget of $1.365 million. And various appropriations. So I'll turn that over to you, Steve, and I'm sure you're going to
thank you, Your Honor, and I'm going to pass this off to Mr. Soth, and he's going to explain this whole thing.
Steve, I'd like to welcome you. I think this is your first official capacity before us as Public Works Director, before you had that interim stuck on your title.
Thing hanging in front of it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council Members. I'll try to be brief, stumble through this. As this is kind of a new role, I'm used to sitting up there listening to presentations, and now I'm down here doing one. So, gentlemen, as you're aware, we've got two projects before us for reconstruction on Sacramento Street from Wood to Sycamore, and then Butte Street from Wood to Willow. These are going to be federally funded projects. We have about $937,000 in federal funds. We're also doing sewer main replacement on Sacramento, that same stretch, which we'll be paying for out of our sewer maintenance enterprise fund in the amount of $260,000. The bids came in a little bit higher than the engineer's estimate. Engineer's estimate was $1,077,000, I believe. Low bid came in at $1,128,089.25. Anyway, all the information is there in front of you, gentlemen. We need to have a budget of $1,365,442. At the bottom of the first page, and I apologize, I'm jumping around again, my first presentation to you gentlemen. The only question that was not clear when the agenda went out was the disadvantaged business enterprises. Knife River has made their 5-day deadline. They submitted their forms on September 17th. They are going to be able to meet their DBE project goals. So everything is in order. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. I think we're going to do this resolution. And then the finance director would like to see by motion not only the LTF and RSTP funds, Fund 319 and Fund 310 done by motion, but also to, I believe, Tim, what you said was to make sure we're dotting our i's and crossing the t's, that we go ahead and by motion do our STIP monies, the $937,000, which is Fund 308, do those by motion after you approve the resolution, if that is what you so desire to do.
Okay.
I apologize, I jumped around a little bit on that.
That's okay.
Any questions at all I can answer?
Thanks, Steve. Questions for staff? By council?
I have none.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor. Very straightforward. Thank you, Steve.
One question. Report. What's the anticipated time frame on this?
Hopefully, and this is approved, we will start and hopefully do the sewer project portion of it this year.
Okay.
Before the snow flies. That is something they can do that's not too invasive, it would cause too much discomfort on Sacramento Street. As far as the full reconstruction of the streets and the sidewalk work, curb and gutter ramps and whatnot, we will most likely hold off until spring to do those.
Okay. I just want to pass along, as far as the Sacramento Street portion, I've talked to a few citizens over the last few months about the gas line and water line replacements, and they're very complimentary of the work of the contractors. You know, that they worked around the individual's schedules, you know, because when they're tearing up a street and redoing that, there's always parking issues, access issues. So I haven't heard a complaint yet, so I want to pass that along. I know that's because of staff's work and coordinating everything, so thank you very much on that.
Mr. Mayor, if you do, or any council people, members, if you do get any questions about the condition of that road, PG&E will be coming back in. I think Cal Water's pretty much taking care of theirs, but mm-hmm. PG&E will be coming back in and actually doing hot patch repair and all of that to get through the winter months, because mm-hmm. I know it is pretty rough right now. So that will be happening over the next month.
Okay. Some sidewalk will be replaced. Do you have any idea about how much of it?
You know, half or something? I don't, as I told you, I'd answer any question. I don't have number of feet in front of me. Any place the sidewalk is in disrepair, which okay. is a good portion of it, will be replaced. Same with curbs and gutter. A lot of that, some of that curb is a taller curb, yeah. so it'll be down to the standard 6-inch. So it'll be just, it's hit and miss in there, and I don't okay. know the exact linear feet.
Okay. And then the last question I have, as far as the sewer connections going to about to the curb with the new sewer line?
Actually, they'll be going to the property line or okay. the right-of-way line.
Okay. Okay. All right. Any other questions by council for staff?
No.
Any questions or comments by members of the public on this issue? Now's your chance. No? Okay. What's the pleasure of the council?
Mr. Mayor, I motion to approve a resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows, State of California, authorizing the City Manager to sign a contract with Knife River Corporation for the North Street, the North Butte Street, and North Sacramento Street reconstruction project, and approve an overview, an overall budget for the project.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Mello, second by Councilmember Yoder, to approve the resolution next in line. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. And we have some more business on this. We need a motion for moving some money around. Who wants to take that on?
Mr. Mayor, is a question probably for Public Works Director Soth, would, or for Finance Director Salisbury. Would one motion encompassing all three transfers suffice, or three separate motions? Which you're
no, sir. It can all be done in one motion. And as a heads up, it is not. We're not doing this as a transfer. We'll be doing it as acceptance and appropriation.
Okay.
Acceptance of funds and then the appropriation. And again, the $937,000 is, even though it's federal, it is through the STIP program, and that is fund number 308.
Tim, I'm sorry, fund 308 for which fund?
$937,000. STIP funds, fund 308.
STIP funds.
And my apologies, I did have the opportunity to amend this and failed to do so.
So fund 308, fund 318, 319, and 310?
No need for 318. The sewer funding has already been appropriated.
So 308, 310, and 319?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right, very good. Thank you. Okay.
So I'm still looking for a motion.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. I move that funds 308, 319, and 310 be accepted, those funds be accepted and appropriated for this item.
Second.
We have a motion by Vice Mayor Hanson, second by Councilmember Yoder, for the appropriation of appropriate funds. Staff clear on the motion? Want to make sure the professor's satisfied.
We'll
You'll make it work.
We'll
Okay. Any further discussion by council on the motion on the floor? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item, consider adoption of a resolution appointing Robert W. Hunt as the city attorney. Mr. Hunt, welcome.
Thank you. Maybe.
Maybe, yes. Steve. Thank you, Your Honor, members of the City Council. As you'll recall, on the August 25th City Council meeting, we had a discussion about the possible options for replacement of retiring City Attorney Gary Krupp. And it was the unanimous consensus of the Council at that time to have staff contact Mr. Hunt, who had provided services to the City before, and see if he had an interest in taking over the duties as the city attorney and would submit a proposal. He has done so, and as I said at the August 25th meeting, I think it was an outstanding choice of the council to move in this direction. I've worked with Mr. Hunt in the past. He's provided excellent service to the city of Willows, and I think he'll be an outstanding choice to move forward as the city attorney, and so I wholeheartedly recommend that the council approve the resolution appointing him, and the terms of the proposal are included there. If there are any questions, we'll be happy to answer them, and of course Mr. Hunt is here himself and would be able to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Questions for staff by council?
No, I have none.
Gary?
Yeah, I have no questions, Mr. Mayor. Very thorough staff report. Mr. Hunt's written information was very thorough, and Mr. Hunt has represented the city of Willows extremely well in the past, and I think it we would be
remiss not to hire him.
We need to hire him. We don't need to pass up this opportunity. He's done excellent work for us in the past, very professional. Comes highly recommended, and it's what we need to do. So,
of course, we probably should counsel him that we have a sense of humor up here at times. So
sometimes,
feel free to correct us if we stray.
I will. Thank you.
That it for council? Questions for staff? Any member of the public having any comments or questions on this item? No. Okay. What's the pleasure of the council?
Actually, Mr. Mayor, could I ask one question? And I apologize, I should have stepped in a little bit earlier. My recollection was we was going to check with Mr. Hunt to see if he was interested, but I thought the discussion was is that we was actually, seeing if he was even interested, but then, going out for maybe request for bids, for this contract. Here's something incorrect.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, that was part of the discussion back in whichever meeting that was a few weeks back.
Correct.
Yeah, we're going to give Mr. Hunt first shot at it, basically.
Right.
Yeah, we had talked about the various options of whether to advertise or just to see if Mr. Hunt was interested.
Yeah. And no offense to you, Mr. Hunt, of course. I'm just, thinking that that was the direction I thought that there was, looking at.
Yeah. No. We'd in the discussion. I remember we agreed that we'd ask Mr. Hunt. We directed Steve to ask Mr. Hunt if he is interested. Which, of course, he is. And so.
Yeah. That's what I thought is that if Mr. Hunt didn't want to assume this role, then we would take it out to bid and go that route. But if this be the case, it's like Gary said, and and we all know that he's provided us with excellent representation in the past, is that it was with the transitions of both the city attorney and the city manager, that was the best interest of the city going forward, mm-hmm. if he was to assume that role.
Yeah.
So that was my recollection.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, we don't have I don't think we have minutes of that meeting yet either, yeah. So.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, that was the consensus of the council to move in that direction, as Jim just
But yeah,
articulated.
We did have a kind of a circular discussion on that. Like, yeah.
Okay.
So, anything else, Jeff?
No, actually, I do agree with the fact that if he's already, been involved with the city, he knows our, workings, I think that would be a good direction. It's just, I was a little taken back by the thought that, we should, mm-hmm. at least, inquire if there was any other
yeah.
firms.
Yeah, that would have been our next step.
Okay.
So, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, from me. And also, Mr. Hunt's fees at $225 per hour for a firm of his reputation and an attorney of his experience in municipal law, that's a good price. That's a good price. And $75 for paralegal services, in my opinion.
My paperwork had a dot between the two and the 25. I'm just saying. I don't know. It must have just been extra ink or something. I have no idea. But having said that, Mr. Mayor, I would make a motion to move to approve the resolution of the City Council of the City of Willis describing duties of City Attorney and appointing Robert W. Hunt to that position.
I second.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Yoder, second by Vice Mayor Hansen to approve the resolution next in line. Any further discussion on the item?
Nope.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. All right, next item, 13C, consider adoption of a resolution authorizing a specific modification to the city holiday schedule and directing the closure of City Hall for 1 week between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day.
Steve.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of the City Council. This is my favorite annual report. So every year we come back. Traditionally, it has been the consensus of the council to close City Hall during the week between Christmas and New Year's observed. This is essentially the same request. Last year, the council declined to close City Hall. I did want to point out again that I bring this back because we have recently adopted a use it or lose it policy with accumulated leave for some members of the staff who have a balance of 360 hours. So this provides them the opportunity to use some of that leave without losing it. And it's during a period of time where a lot of those members are not otherwise exceptionally busy in their professional service delivery. For example, building official Clay Dolly is always happy to have this time available because this is the time of year where there's not a great deal of construction and building taking place. And during that period, a lot of the builders and so forth and contractors are not working anyhow. So he has that time down, and if we close City Hall, then he can utilize his time and isn't subject to the use it or lose it provisions that were adopted by the council 2 years ago. In addition to that, there are other number of issues. We have a limited staff. We have people off during that period of time. Everybody wants to be off over the holidays. It is a pretty slow time of the year. There is not much traffic at City Hall. There are not a lot of phone calls. Everybody is busy doing holiday things. So I don't believe there's any real negative impact from a service delivery standpoint. This only impacts the administrative staff at City Hall. It doesn't impact fire, police. Obviously, they're working 365 days a year, around the clock, at any rate. Public Works will continue to operate just as they do. The wastewater treatment plant continues to run. All of those things happen. This only impacts City Hall for the purpose of closing, and several members of the City Hall staff We'll still have some work to do. I know Mr. Salisbury is thrilled with the fact that he is going to have to make a payroll happen at some point during that week so that he has some happy employees. You're also going to have a new city manager. Last year, we were capable, in essence, of maintaining service at City Hall because your city manager was willing to stay here and run the city with everybody else out on vacation. And that was fine. I didn't mind doing that. I didn't have plans to be out of town at Christmas last year anyhow, so it worked out well. This year, I don't know how that would work with a new city manager. I don't want to take pot shots at him, but not sure he's aware of what he signed up for in that regard. And it would be difficult for him to provide any comparable level of service delivery to the public when he's brand new. He's going to be, you know, just getting used to the way City Hall is operating, not really having a definitive answer for a number of things. So with that for your consideration, I'm proposing that you readopt the standard of closing City Hall for that week between Christmas and New Year's. I think realistically it's like a four-day, you would have a four-day impact on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday between Christmas and New Year's. If we work through December the 23rd, you're going to be closed anyhow on New Year's Eve and, I'm sorry, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And then the following Friday would be the New Year's Day holiday. So essentially you're looking at a four-day closure, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The weekends you wouldn't be open. The three holidays there you wouldn't be open, and then you would reopen for business on January 4th. So that's my recommendation. I'd be happy to answer any questions that the council might have. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Questions or comments for staff? Gary, you want to start?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will. Just comments. This has bothered me for the last year. The same proposal has come forward to the council for several years. Well, since I came onto the council, actually, and last year I voted against this proposal and felt bad ever since. It's a quiet week that time of year, holiday season, for the business side of city government. And it's just, it's really three business days. There are four, but you're also counting New Year's Eve, which really, how much business gets done on New Year's Eve, how many folks are working on New Year's Eve and around New Year's Eve. But, so really it impacts three business days at the slowest time of year. I think it's something we need to honor and go back to approving. We have a very hardworking, dedicated team here, and keeps the day-to-day business going in the City of Willows. As the city manager pointed out, emergency services and public works will be deployed, working like as they always do. We're talking at the business office end of it. I think it's something we should do. Like I say, last year, I pondered it. I was opposed to it, but I regretted it ever since. And really, it wasn't a decent way to treat our staff. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. So I think it's something we should move forward with and approve.
Okay, thank you, Gary.
So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Larry, comments or questions?
Well, just a comment that the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th, which is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I would prefer to have somebody, at least one person there, the City Hall. And the 31st, sometimes people work a half a day on the 31st, but I'm okay with that being off and the first being off. And Christmas Eve, nothing's going to get done at Christmas Eve. But the 28th, 29th, and 30th, I'd like to see somebody there.
Okay. Jim, what's your thoughts?
No, kind of clarification. Now, if we close it during that week's time, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday would be taking vacation time?
Yes. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
That's all I got. Jeff, questions or comments?
Well, actually, I have a kind of a different take on it. For the last 29 years, I've actually worked with state government, and, you know, we are government, and, you know, it's kind of difficult to project what private industry is doing. It's not like we're in a position where if they don't like our services, they can go someplace else. So I'm actually kind of opposed to it. I don't mind, obviously, you know, Christmas Day is a, you know, state holiday, and New Year's. But, you know, I'm actually opposed to closing the office for the entire time.
Okay.
I just want to add something to it.
Sure.
I don't mean fully staffed. I mean just have someone there just to answer the phone, basically, in case it's an emergency or something like that. So just one person could cover it, not a full staff.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. I'm fine with Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve being closed, but for the 28th, 29th, 30th, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'd like to see at least a skeleton staff here, is how what I'm thinking. So that being said, any comments or questions?
Excuse me. What kind of questions could come up during that time that would be so crucial that need to be attended right then? I mean, you have other people in your maintenance staff, right, that are 24/7? Is there not somebody that can be contacted if it was absolutely essential? Because you're working with a really small administrative staff there, and I think that you are being, you're being preferential against it.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments?
It's not like you have a staff of 100 people. I'm talking about very few people.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments from the public or questions? No? Okay. So, sounds like we do not have a agreement on this.
If I may. Yeah, you know, just as a reminder, emergency services will, you know, will be in operation, as has been stated. Police and fire services are maintained 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Public works services are maintained as well, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always someone on call. Our city manager, a few years ago, our city manager, we have a stipulation in effect here, routine operation with the city, that if the city manager is unavailable for whatever reason, second up is finance director Tim Salisbury. There is always either the city manager or Tim available if there is some type of an emergency. If there is some type of an emergency, staff is available and will be deployed immediately. We're talking the business office here. And last year, I'd like to defer to the city manager on this. Steve, was there even a phone call received when you were here for those 3 days or so last year, three or four days?
There's a few phone calls, but they're not really a critical or essential business item. We get routine phone calls from somebody who calls, you know, to ask a question about a process when essentially they should be calling county offices and not city offices. You, as I recall, we got several calls regarding a property in the county that's not even in the city's jurisdiction, so we don't have anything to do with that. There may have been one person come to the counter to inquire about a business license. The business license would come up January, and they were just inquiring as to whether or not they had forgotten whether they renewed or not. I don't have access to that database. The only person who had access to that database was not in the office, so I wasn't able to help them with that at any rate. So there's a limited number of inquiries. None of them are from a standpoint of critical necessity that demanding. You're always able to provide assistance through public works or police and fire, but from a routine business office standpoint, there's just not a lot of activity. There's people aren't coming in to reserve the park. People aren't coming in to pay a bill. People aren't coming in to fill out a building permit or try to pick up a permit. There just isn't that type of activity during that time of the year. So it's a really limited contact or exchange during that entire period. But it is up to the city council. It is a long day to be in the offices alone. But again, if it's the preference of the council, if the council wants City Hall to be open, then it's up to staff to maintain those hours at City Hall. So.
Okay. Pleasure on the council. Anyone want to make a motion or to approve the resolution as presented, or a motion to approve as amended, or?
If I may.
Hi.
Sure, go ahead, Chief.
one thing, when we're staffed down there at the police department, we do have my administrative assistant down there, Sandy. If there's questions that someone could come in and ask us that we can answer, we could always help out that way as well. So if that alleviates any of your guys' hesitance on this, then, you know, just that we are there. We can try to do the best we can with what we can do to help the public out as well. So, but we could come our way too.
Okay, thank you.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
So is there something at the City Hall that says go see?
We can make a sign or whatever. I mean, it's easy.
Okay.
It's easy to do. It shouldn't be a problem.
And your admin section is staffed all the time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, there'll be someone there.
Okay. Any other discussion or motions? Anybody want to do anything on this?
Yep. Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the resolution entitled a resolution of the City Council of City of Willows amending the city holiday schedule and authorizing closure of City Hall for one business week between Christmas Eve and New Year's holiday. Be approved.
All right. We have a motion to approve the resolution next in line. Do we have a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. Any further discussion on this? So we're going to take no action on this item? Okay. Would we like to see this brought back in a different form? Any thoughts on that?
No, it would not. There isn't okay. Another form really to bring it back in, Your Honor. So
okay.
No. There'd be no other action to consider.
All right. Next item. Item 13D, discuss and advise additional general fund appropriation to add one patrol officer to the personnel role for the Willows Police Department and replacement of one command vehicle for the Willows Fire Department. This was an item that was tabled, I believe is our August 25th meeting, tabled to tonight to bring back up for further discussion. If you remember, we were waiting to see how the discussion on our September 8th council meeting went as far as the EDA grant and the appropriation of money for that. Steve, with that introduction, you want to give another recap?
Well, thank you, Your Honor. Just briefly, my perspective, my professional opinion for what it's worth. It was a discussion that initially was bounced around during the budget workshop and the adoption of the budget. Then there was a request to not fund it at that time, but to bring it back as soon as practical in the fiscal year, which we did in August. We had some discussion. There was some discussion about the EDA grant and the process, and having this item tabled until that discussion took place and you knew more appropriately where you were headed. Even since the EDA discussion on September the 8th, you now have tonight's discussion with adding a new city manager, which also has a financial impact, which was not allocated in your budget at the level that you've approved. You did not provide for a transition period of this length
that you have requested that I make sure I'm available to stay on. And so I think there are a number of impacts outside the EDA grant, and the EDA grant itself was pretty substantial. These are two items that are going to have significant general fund impact. It's clear that it would drop you below your budget resolution where you've set a limit on where you want to be in the general fund reserve. And for all of those reasons, I think this is an item that the council should just table until the mid-year budget review and you understand more appropriately what financial impacts are there and how you're planning for the rest of the fiscal year. And at that point, that would be an appropriate time, I think, to pick up this discussion of adding a significant burden again to the general fund. So that's what I would suggest that the council do. Just table this item until February or March.
Thanks, Chief. So that's one option, gentlemen, is we can punt this to mid-year budget review. So what's the pleasure of the council?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I agree to table this item until mid-year budget review, just based on, you know, the staff report here with the, you know, the resolution, Mr. Mayor, that you and I voted to approve, you know, adhering to a $1 million general fund budget reserve. And currently, we're just with the recent, our finance directors provided a very, and city manager provided a very detailed report outlining where, you know, our last meeting with our commitment to the Basin Street project puts us just slightly under that amount. We still have a healthy reserve. I think this is just something we need to table till mid-year budget review, even though it behooves me to do that because I'm in favor of adding another police officer position, obviously, mm-hmm. and also the fire command vehicle. I'm in favor of those, both of those items. And it's something that I definitely like to do, but I don't think it would be fiscally prudent at this time to do it. I think this is something we need to review and take careful consideration of at our mid-year budget review. So those are my thoughts on it, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Larry, what's your thoughts?
Well, I feel strongly about hiring another police officer. I know it's needed. I know there's a lot of overtime going out for the department. But the Basin Street grant matching funds, I kind of put a damper in it. So February.
You good with that?
Sure.
Jim, what do you think?
You know, I can say table it. I can live with that, but I would hope that us as an elected body would give the chief and his police department some assurances that we're just not talking out both sides of our face, is that we are going to fund him a position to upgrade his department. I don't know how we can language that, but I think that it's time, and I think we can, you know, yeah, there's a budgetary restraints that we're in right now, but I think somehow we need to give him some assurances that we will be able to give him another position in due time. So I think we owe that to him.
Okay. Jeff, thoughts?
Well, I agree with Jim. I think the main purpose of government is the protection of our citizens, and that's why, you know, I'm torn between tabling this item. The fire vehicle, I think, is something that we could put off, but I'm really adamant that we should have, you know, adequate staffing. But unfortunately, from looking at the numbers, it looks kind of bleak at this moment. I'm hoping, like everyone else on the council, that, you know, the revenues do come in. That was one of my reasonings behind, you know, voting for the Basin Street project. Is my belief is that we've got to do something in order to bring in more revenue, because we can't curtail the cost. They keep escalating, and so we've got to figure out, you know, a way of bringing in, you know, more revenue. And that's why the Basin Street, I was for that. So I too think it'd be prudent to table this, but I do you know, agree with Jim. I think that that's something that we definitely will, you know, if we're moving forward, I think we need to, you know, do that soon.
Okay. As I understand it, the consensus of the council be to bring this back up at mid-year budget review.
Yes.
Although I, with the understanding about your concerns, Jim.
Okay.
We want to keep discussing this issue.
Okay.
Would that be a fair summary?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Staff, you clear on that? We'll revisit this at mid-year budget review, Professor?
Absolutely.
You'll be in Florida. So.
All right.
You'll prepare the agenda for us?
I can drink to that.
Next item is council member reports. We'll start with the vice mayor, with the full knowledge of the mayor that there was a transportation and transit committee meeting. However, I want to warn him that the Muppets are on in 10 minutes, and I would like to see that show.
I'll need 17 minutes at least for this report.
Gary, what do you have on us?
Our finance director, I told him I would have a surprise for him. Our meeting, our regional transit committee and Glen Canyon Transportation Commission meetings were canceled this month.
Yep. Mr. Mello, what do you have to say on
that? How about that? Surprise there, Timothy? That's the only reason.
Well, that threw me off.
So there you go. So I have no report.
For those in the audience.
But I could recap, if you'd like, in some past meetings.
Yeah. For those of you in the audience who may not be aware that it's a running joke, the detailed report that Councilmember Hansen gives us on the Transit Transportation Committee.
Detailed, yes.
It's very detailed.
Yes. Yes.
Because you have anything else that
I was publicly chastised once in this very chambers for not giving a detailed report, so they're detailed now. Now, just real quick, Mr. Mayor. I was invited to speak at the Willows Rotary meeting last Thursday on September 10th, and it was, I've spoken there before, it's been a few years, it was a pleasure, and I just basically reported on the positive ongoings of city government, and the Rotary members in attendance were you know, very, very pleased with the progress, or the direction of the city is going. I announced that, of course, we were in the process of, we'd already announced that we were in the process of attempting to hire Scott Titter as the city manager pending final approvals, which we did tonight. And that met with very positive reception, as well as obviously our commercial development project south, you know, in South Willows, a Basin Street related project. So that's what I reported on. It was a good meeting, and it was a pleasure to have been asked to attend, and it sounds like we're going to be back on October 22nd. So that's all I had to report.
Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome, Tim.
Thanks. Larry, what do you have?
I attended a LEFCO meeting in place of the mayor. There's something kind of interesting that came up there. We kind of gave our little stamp of approval to Orland's request for annexation and reorganization of some county land that was west of I-5 and Road 200 to build a Pilot Flying J Travel Center. So that was kind of interesting. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Jim, anything to report out on?
I have none.
About you, Jeff?
Mr. Mayor, I attended the library board meeting on September 10th, and they thanked Ms. Haler for her service. I guess she's moving out of state. Mm-hmm. They did approve the purchase of a new desktop computer for the Elk Creek Library.
Okay.
I guess they've been utilizing laptops. So I guess they have ample funds, and so they're going to proceed with the purchase of a new computer.
So. Okay. Only other thing I have to add, I believe that it's a, will be October 8th, will be the, from 12 to 5:30, be the open house for the Elk Creek Library School. So,
what was the time?
October 8th from 12 to 5:30. Anything else by council? If not, meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming.